This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Kavia tablets. Active ingredient, S. herbosartan. This leaflet provides important information about taking Kavia. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about taking Kavia. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I taking Kavia? Kavia contains the active ingredient herbosartan. Kavia belongs to a group of medicines known as angiotensin II receptor antagonists. Angiotensin II is a substance produced in the body that causes blood vessels to narrow. Kavia blocks angiotensin II and therefore widens your blood vessels, making it easier for your heart to pump blood throughout your body. This helps to lower your blood pressure. Kavia also slows the decrease of kidney function in patients with high blood pressure and type 2 diabetes. Kavia is used to treat high blood pressure, which doctors call hypertension. Kavia is also used in the treatment of kidney disease in patients with high blood pressure and type 2 diabetes. What should I know before I take Kavia? Warnings. Do not take Kavia if you are allergic to herbosartan or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can take this medicine. You are pregnant or think you may be pregnant or are planning to become pregnant. You are breastfeeding. It is not known if Kavia passes into breast milk, therefore it is recommended that you not take it while you are breastfeeding. You have diabetes or have kidney problems and are being treated with medicines that lower blood pressure such as an ACE inhibitor, any medicines containing aliskiren, or medicines that belong to a group of medicines known as angiotensin II receptor antagonists, medicines also used to treat high blood pressure. Check with your doctor if you have any other medical conditions. Have had recent excessive vomiting or diarrhea. Have kidney problems or you have had a kidney transplant or dialysis. Have heart problems. Have liver problems or have had liver problems in the past. Have diabetes. Have high levels of potassium in your blood. Are strictly restricting your salt intake. Take any medicines for any other condition. Are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. If you're breastfeeding or plan to breastfeed. Plan to have surgery, even at the dentist, that needs a general anesthetic. Have allergies to any substances, such as foods, preservatives, or dyes. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Use in children. Kavia should not be given to children. Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Do not take Kavia if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Talk to your doctor if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. Do not take Kavia if you are breastfeeding. What if I am taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Tell your doctor if you are taking or plan to take any of the following other medicines to treat high blood pressure. Potassium supplements or potassium-containing salt substitutes. You may need to have regular blood tests. Diuretics. Medicines containing lithium. You may need to have regular blood tests. Non-steroidal anti-inflammatory medicines such as diclofenac, ibuprofen, and COX-2 inhibitors. For example, celecoxib. These medicines may be used to relieve pain, swelling and other symptoms of inflammation including arthritis. Taking Kavia and an anti-inflammatory medicine alone, or with a thiazide diuretic fluid tablet may damage your kidneys. It may also reduce the effect Kavia has on lowering blood pressure. Medicines taken to treat diabetes such as rapaglinide. Kavia might lower your blood glucose levels. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Kavia. How do I take Kavia? How much to take? The usual starting dose is 150 mg tablet once a day. However, some patients may need a lower starting dose. Your doctor will tell you if this is necessary. The full blood pressure lowering effect of Kavia should be reached about 4 to 6 weeks after starting treatment. Depending on how your blood pressure responds, your daily dose of caviar may need to be increased. Most patients take either 150 mg or 300 mg once a day. In patients with high blood pressure and type 2 diabetes, 300 mg once a day is the preferred maintenance dose for slowing the progression of associated kidney disease. Ask your doctor or pharmacist if you are unsure of the correct dose for you. They will tell you exactly how much to take. Follow the instructions provided and take caviar until your doctor tells you to stop. When to take caviar? Take caviar at about the same time each day. How to take caviar? Swallow the tablet whole with a glass of water. It does not matter whether you take caviar tablets before or after food. Continue taking caviar until your doctor tells you to stop. Caviar tablets are supplied in a calendar pack with a foil backing marked with the days of the week. This is just a way to help you to remember to take your tablets. All of the tablets in the pack are the same. When you start a new strip of tablets, take the tablet marked, start at the end of the blister strip. On the next day, take the tablet marked with the relevant day of the week. Continue taking your tablets each day until all of the tablets are taken. Commence the next strip at start and continue as before. If you forget to take caviar, caviar should be used regularly at the same time each day. If you miss your dose at the usual time, if it is almost time for your next dose, skip the dose you missed and take your next dose when you are meant to. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose you missed. Otherwise, take it as soon as you remember and go back to taking your tablets as you would normally. If you take too much caviar, if you think that you have used too much caviar, you may need urgent medical attention. If you take too many caviar tablets, you will probably feel lightheaded or dizzy. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 131126 or contact your doctor or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. If you take too many caviar tablets, you will probably feel lightheaded or dizzy. What should I know while taking caviar? Things you should do. Tell any other doctors, dentists, and pharmacists who are treating you that you are taking caviar. Tell your doctor immediately if you become pregnant while taking caviar. Have your blood pressure checked when your doctor tells you to make sure caviar is working. If you are about to be started on any new medicine, tell your doctor and pharmacist that you are taking caviar. If you plan to have surgery that needs a general anesthetic, tell your doctor or dentist that you are taking caviar. Your blood pressure may drop suddenly. Make sure you drink enough water during exercise and hot weather when you are taking caviar, especially if you sweat a lot. If you do not drink enough water while taking caviar, you may faint or feel lightheaded or sick. This is because your body does not have enough fluid and your blood pressure is low. If you continue to feel unwell, tell your doctor. Tell your doctor if you have excessive vomiting and/or diarrhea while taking caviar. You may lose too much water and salt and your blood pressure may drop too much. Tell your doctor immediately if you feel lightheaded or dizzy after taking your first dose of caviar or when your dose is increased. Things you should not do. Do not give caviar tablets to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you. Do not take caviar to treat any other complaints unless your doctor or pharmacist tells you to. Do not stop taking caviar or lower the dosage without checking with your doctor. Things to be careful of. If you feel lightheaded, dizzy, or faint when getting out of bed or standing up, get up slowly. Standing up slowly, especially when you get up from bed or chairs, will help your body get used to the change in position and blood pressure. If this problem continues or gets worse, talk to your doctor. Driving or using machines. Be careful before you drive or use any machines or tools until you know how caviar affects you. As with many other medicines used to treat high blood pressure, caviar may cause dizziness or lightheadedness in some people. If this occurs, do not drive. Make sure you know how you react to caviar before you drive the car, operate machinery, or do anything else that could be dangerous if you are dizzy or lightheaded. Drinking alcohol. Tell your doctor if you drink alcohol. If you drink alcohol, dizziness or lightheadedness may be worse. Looking after your medicine. Keep caviar tablets in a cool, dry place where the temperature stays below 25 degrees Celsius. Keep your tablets in the blister pack until it is time to take them. Follow the instructions in the carton on how to take care of your medicine properly. store it in a cool, dry place away from moisture, heat, or sunlight, for example. Do not store it in the bathroom, or near a sink, or do not store it in the car, or on windowsills. Do not take this medicine after the expiry date. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to use this medicine, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. Headache. Dizziness, or lightheadedness, vertigo. Unusual tiredness, or weakness, fatigue. Nausea or vomiting. Low blood glucose levels. Decreased number of red blood cells, anemia, and other symptoms include tiredness, headaches, being short of breath when exercising, dizziness and looking pale. What to do? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. They are generally mild and do not normally require treatment to be interrupted. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. What to do? Skin rash or itchiness. Aching muscles, not caused by exercise. Muscle pain or weakness. Blood tests may show raised levels of an enzyme that measures the breakdown of muscle, creatine phosphokinase. Buzzing, ringing, or other persistent noise in the ear. Symptoms that may indicate kidney disease, such as passing little or no urine, drowsiness, nausea, vomiting, breathlessness, loss of appetite, and weakness. Symptoms that may indicate high potassium levels in the blood, such as nausea, diarrhea, muscle weakness, change in heart rhythm. Symptoms that may indicate liver disease, such as nausea, vomiting, loss of appetite, feeling generally unwell, fever, itching, yellowing of the skin and eyes, and dark colored urine. Yellowing of the skin and or eyes, also called jaundice. Symptoms that may indicate low platelet count, such as easy or excessive bruising, bleeding from gums or nose, prolonged bleeding from cuts, and blood in urine or stools. Call your doctor straight away, you may need medical attention. Allergy-related symptoms. Swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or throat, which may cause difficulty in swallowing or breathing. Severe and sudden onset of pinkish, itchy swellings on the skin, also called hives or nettle rash. Stop taking Caviar and call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital if you notice any of these serious side effects. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with a doctor's prescription. What Caviar contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Each tablet contains 75 mg, 150 mg, or 300 mg of herbosartan. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Carnauba wax. Crozcam low sodium. Hypromalose. Lactose monohydrate. Magnesium stearate. Microcrystalline cellulose. Silicon dioxide. Opidry to complete film coating system 32F38977 white. Potential allergens. Sugars, as lactose monohydrate. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What Caviar looks like. Caviar 75 mg tablets, white, oval film coated tablets with a heart shape imprinted on one side and 2871 engraved on the other side. Blister pack sizes include 3, 5, 7, 14, 28, 30, 56, and 98 tablets, Ostar 101702. Caviar 150 mg tablets, white, oval film coated tablets with a heart shape imprinted on one side and 2872 engraved on the other side. Blister pack sizes include 3, 5, 7, 14, 28, 30, 56, and 98 tablets, Ostar 101706. Kavya 300 mg tablets, white, oval film coated tablets with a heart shape imprinted on one side and 2873 engraved on the other side. Blister pack sizes include 3, 5, 7, 14, 28, 30, 56, and 98 tablets, Ostar 101708. Presentations currently not marketed. Who distributes Kavya? Kavya is supplied in Australia by Sanofi Aventis Australia Pty Ltd. 12 to 24 Talavera Road, Macquarie Park, New South Wales 21113. This leaflet was prepared in August 2022. Kavya is a registered trademark of Sanofi Aventis. Kavya CCDSV 18MIV 13-19 Org 22.